Welcome to Yarns at Yanhu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 331, Yarns at Yanhu, Puzzle Exchange 2024. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. Each time I record an episode, I post links and show notes on my website, yarnsatyanhu.com. This episode is going to be very short and very focused. I will only be talking about the Yarns at Yanhu Puzzle Exchange. If you've tuned in for updates on my knitting and my making, you can find all of that in episode 330. But I hope you will listen on for details about the Yarns at Yanhu Puzzle Exchange. This will be the second year I'm hosting this puzzle exchange, and I'm really excited about it, mostly because I so much enjoyed having a swap partner and working on a puzzle in December of 2023. December can be a really crazy, kind of stressful time, and I found it super helpful and very special to have a little treat each day of working on a puzzle and receiving some of the gifts that my swap partner, Pam, had packed into my parcel. So what happens when you're a participant in the Yarns at Yanhu Puzzle Exchange is that you are paired with a partner and you exchange a puzzle that you have made already and then disassembled into anywhere from 21 to 25 different contiguous sections. You repackage the puzzle into those sections so that instead of receiving a puzzle and dumping all of the pieces out the way you normally would, you're only putting together a small portion of the puzzle each day, but it goes very quickly because you know those pieces are going to fit together. I've had some feedback and requests that some people want to do this puzzle exchange as a solstice puzzle. So in that case, maybe you only want to have 21 sections to your puzzle, but it could be anywhere up to 24 or 25 sections, kind of like a typical Advent gift or Advent calendar. In addition to the puzzle that you will send to your swap partner, you'll also send some little gifts, small trinkets, maybe some sweets or other goodies, totaling $20 to $25. You could tuck these into the packages with the puzzle that your partner opens every day, or you could have certain days where there's an extra gift, or maybe there's just a gift at the end once the puzzle is complete. It's totally up to you, but it's not meant to be an extravagant exchange of gifts, just something thoughtful and something that's like a small treat. Here are the dates and deadlines associated with the swap. And in order for your partner to be happy with the exchange, it's really important that if you sign up, you can adhere to the deadlines. So right now, during the summer, during the early fall, is the time to select a puzzle and make the puzzle, because you need to make it before you can take it apart in these sections. Signups will extend until October 1st, and then by October 15th, you will be matched with a partner, and you will receive your partner's email information so that you can have a little email conversation. You will also receive the name and mailing address of your partner. And then by November 15th, you should be shipping your package. There is a Google form for the sign up, which asks very basic questions: your name, your preferred email address, your mailing address, a brief description of what's featured on your puzzle. You have an option for indicating whether you'd be willing to send your package outside of your country or you'd prefer to be partnered with someone in your own country. And finally, there's a space for any notes or comments that you want to leave. It's like a super minimal form. That's the sign-up form. You can find it in a link from the Yarns at Yinhoo group on Ravelry. You can also find it linked to this episode on my website, yarnsatyinhoo.com. And you can also find it on the links that are on my Instagram profile. There's a link that says YAYH Puzzle Exchange, and it will take you directly to the Google form. This is a way to make December extra special, to meet and connect with a new friend and to really have a lot of fun. Last year, there was a super great response from folks who participated in this exchange, and I'm eager to host it again. If you have questions, feel free to make comments on this episode, and I will address them in a future podcast, and I will reply to you as well. If you're wondering something, there's a chance that somebody else is wondering the same thing. So it's always a great idea to ask. I look forward to exchanging puzzles. I'm going to start working on mine this afternoon, and I encourage you to participate. You can also share the sign-up link with other folks who you think may be interested in participating. That's all for now. Take care.